This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel will return to the table for ceasefire talks with Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reports.
Friday's announcement marks yet another attempt to reach a deal with the militant group that would pause Israel's military offensive in Gaza in exchange for the release of Israeli hostages. Several rounds of negotiations have faltered, though. Netanyahu says he has spoken with Israel's lead negotiators and authorized Israeli delegations to join talks in Gaza and Egypt over the coming days. I'm Charles de la Desma.
Russia said on Friday that major powers needed a new approach to North Korea, accusing the United States and its allies of ratcheting up military tensions in Asia and seeking to, quote, strangle the reclusive state. Olivia Chan from Reuters reports.
The comment came after Russia vetoed the annual renewal of a panel of experts monitoring enforcement of longstanding United Nations sanctions against North Korea over its nuclear weapons and ballistic missiles programs. According to the UN, North Korea is the only country to have conducted tests in the 21st century. U.S. State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller said on Thursday that it was deeply disappointed at Russia's veto. Washington says North Korea has supplied Russia with missiles than it is using against Ukraine. Those assertions have been dismissed by the Kremlin and Pyongyang.
Olivia Chan from Reuters. Ukraine's armed forces say Moscow has launched a large-scale attack on energy infrastructure with a mass barrage of 99 drones and missiles hitting regions across the country. Russia has escalated its attacks on Ukraine in recent days. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. The U.S. state of Georgia's legislature passed a bill on Thursday that would require authorities to check the immigration status of people sent to jail. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
If law enforcement agencies refuse to do so, they'd risk losing state funding for failing to work with immigration officials. Local officials could also face misdemeanor charges. The bill passed the House 99-75, earlier passed the state Senate, and now goes to Governor Brian Kemp. The bill gained traction after a Venezuelan man immigration officials say entered the U.S. illegally, allegedly beat to death a nursing student on the University of Georgia campus. Democrats have raised concerns that such an immigration law would turn local law enforcement into immigration police. I'm Donna Warder.
The president of U.S.-funded Radio Free Asia says its Hong Kong bureau has been closed because of safety concerns under a new national security law, deepening worries about the city's media freedoms. Bei Feng, the president of RFA, said in a statement on Friday that the radio will no longer have full-time staff in Hong Kong, although it would retain its official media registration. She says actions by Hong Kong authorities, including referring to RFA as a, quote, foreign force, raise serious questions about its ability to operate safely under the new law. A star-studded cast of ex-presidents and entertainers helped raise a record total for President Biden's campaign in New York Thursday night. AP correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
The Radio City Music Hall fundraiser amassed more than $26 million in a rousing New York embrace of a president facing low poll numbers as he fights for another term. He was joined by former presidents Barack Obama and Bill Clinton, who told voters there's a simple choice in November: stay with what works. Stephen Colbert moderated the conversation with the trio, joking, "Not one of them is here to appear in court," a dig at Donald Trump's legal troubles. The event ended with all three presidents putting on sunglasses in a nod to Biden's trademark Ray-Bans. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The office of Poland's president Andrzej Duda says he has vetoed a law that would have allowed over-the-counter access to the morning-after pill for girls and women ages 15 and above. He says he was driven by concerns for the health of minors and heeding the voices of parents. Last month, the parliament approved the law that was intended to ease Poland's reproductive regulations, which are among Europe's toughest. A statement on Friday said Duda sent the law back to parliament, but was open to debate on free access to the hormonal contraception pill for those aged 18 and above. The veto means that the pill, called Ella-1, remains available on prescription only. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA.